One of the first sectors to feel the pinch from a falling loonie since the beginning of the year is the air travel industry. Big travel and tour operators have been hiking prices. They were quickly followed by at least one airline. Brad Miron is vice president of marketing at Sunquest Vacations.
The biggest impact is a lot of the hotels, as well as the airline fuel, is negotiated in U.S. dollars. So as the, unfortunately, the Canadian dollar drops, there becomes a bit of a gap there. But when you see the dollar drop as much as it has, that gap becomes a little bit too large.
The Canadian dollar is down sharply compared to its U.S. counterpart, hovering around the 90-cent mark. If the trend continues downward, there will likely be more price adjustments. Some analysts have predicted it could still go much lower, closer to 80 cents. The falling dollar could also hit cross-border shopping. A loonie that's at par means Canadians cash in on bargains south of the border where prices are generally lower. Now, with less buying power and factoring in the cost of the trip, as well as more aggressive marketing by Canadian retailers, Canadian consumers might decide to stay put. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.